Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, maestros. This is Charles Miracle, the Pango, the way from Malawi. And today, you're with me working on sharing some insights on how to learn to take advantage of life opportunities. So what I'm sharing with you today is that, you know, having a resource is actually having an advantage, which is very good. Like time, we all have time. People who are alive today, you all have time, and that's how you have an advantage. You have a resource, okay? But it takes winners actually to take advantage. So it's only people who are succeeding who don't just have a resource. They do recognize that they have a resource, but they learn how to take advantage of that resource. So how do they do that? It's simply by making the best use of that resource. So I'm talking in example with time, which we all have. We might not all have an equal amount of money, but we all have time. We all have 24 hours. So how do we make the best of that time? So let's just imagine that for once, if the wealth, if the money and the riches were divided equally. Yes, imagine that you have the same amount of money as Bill Gates. You have the same amount as Mark Zuckerberg. You have the same amount as Bezos or anyone that you know who is rich in your country, in your continent, in this world. All right, man. So the funny thing is that even that can happen. If that happens, by the end of the month, actually by the end of the week, someone will be employed by someone else. Someone who have 100 employees by the end of the week. Someone will be borrowing money by the end of that month. So why is that? So there's some people who are very good at taking advantage, who have the same resources as you do, but they know how to make best of it. So I would like to share with you some things that I have learned over a period of time, and some of them is just to learn how to focus. So like today, this is your day, you have 24 hours. Most people don't know how to focus on the activity at hand to make the best of that activity. So what happens is they spend more time doing the same thing because they cannot learn how to focus. You must learn new skills. It's very important if you have to take advantage, learn new skills, because people who have skills that they need, who have better skills, or who have more skills, they are an advantage, so that you can take advantage of the same resources that you and me have, but because they know how to speak this language, or they know how to do ABCD technically, they know how to use a computer, you know how to use the software, that is an advantage over someone who doesn't. So it's very important that you learn how to do that. You learn how to be curious, ask questions. How does this work? A lot of people don't know how important curiosity is, and this is one of the things that you can do to learn how to take advantage. It's very important. And one of the things, one of my favorite things that I've learned, is to learn to say yes to challenging risks or challenging opportunities. So there might be tasks, there might be risks, and these are high risk, and you're saying yes to those risks, you're saying yes to those tasks, you're saying yes to those challenges, because you know after that challenge you take an advantage. Okay, so a lot of people that you have seen, people who are doing great, most of them, if you ask them, they'll tell you how much they took a risk, how much they sacrificed their time, they sacrificed their money in one way or the other, but they take risk, very big risk, and they say yes to challenging tasks. It's very important that you do learn how to do that and learn to be positive. You have to choose to be positive each and every single day. If you wake up in the morning and you are so negative-minded, you're thinking, oh, there's no hope, oh, the country that I'm living in, nothing's happening, or it's the president, it's the economy, or it's the private sector, things are not happening, employment is low, I don't think there's hope in this country. If you wake up every morning thinking that all hope is lost, you cannot take advantage of anything. And last but not least, is you have to learn to make commitments and stick by them. Okay, that's my 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. How are you taking advantage of your time today? All right.